Foundation Borum were almost down the hill when the fox whispered to his partner.
Do you think they've seen us? I could have swore I saw the old one looking over this way once or twice.
Borum waved his paw to the vermin scrabbling downhill, urging them to move a bit faster.
Nah, if they'd seen us, we'd have known by now, mate. Best stop our lot when we reach to the stream bank. That way we can all charge together. That water looks pretty shallow to me.
It took more time than Vendish liked for the last vermin to get down off the hill onto the shore. He fidgeted impatiently, conveying his anxiety to Borum.
All of a sudden, I don't like this, mate. Those shrews got to be blind if they ain't seen us by now. Look at our lot, too. Barring for me and you and a couple of others, there's scarce a decent blade between us. They're mostly armed with chunks of wood or stones.
The weasel glared bad-temperedly at the fox.
Fine time to be telling me you got the jitters. What's the matter, mate? Don't you think you can take a pack of scruffy shrews? Straighten yourself up. Come on, you lot. Charge!
Bellowing and roaring, they made it into the shallows. Then they were besieged on three sides. Logalog and his gowsum loosed arrows and sling stones across the water. The charging line faltered a second under the salvo. Then they were hit by the forces of Dropear and Scorp coming at them from both sides. It was a complete defeat for Vendace and Borum's vermin.
Stay your weapons, gowsum!
Logalog called to his shrews.
This isn't our fight no more, but stand ready to bring down any vermin trying to cross the stream.
The fugitives could run neither forward nor sideways. Some tried running back uphill, where they made easy targets for arrow and lance. The remainder, knowing what fate would await them at the paws of Damag Warfang, fought desperately, trying to break free and run any place. Across the stream, the shrews sat in their logboats, paddles poised, as they watched the awful carnage. Frackle averted her eyes, as if she could not bear to watch.
They're from the same band! Some of those creatures must have fought together side by side! How can they do that to one another?
Logalog watched the slaughter through narrowed eyes.
Dear vermin, they killed their own families for a crust.
There were only 10 of the original fugitive band left alive. The rest lay floating in the stream or draped on the hillside. Scorp grinned evilly at Borum as he noosed his neck to the others, forming them into a line.
First Blade Damog will be well pleased to see you and the fox safe back under his paw, weasel.
Bound paw and neck, the prisoners tottered painfully along the shore, driven by spear butts and whipped with bowstrings. Scorp turned to stare across the stream at the gowsum sitting in their logboats.
You got off light today, but you've slain rapscallions. We'll settle with you another day.
Logalog's face was impassive as he picked up a bow and sent an arrow thudding into Scorp's outstretched paw.
Aye, we've slain rapscallions, and we'll slay a lot more unless you get gone from this place. I warn you, scum, next time I draw this bowstring, the arrow won't be aimed at your paw. Archers ready!
Gowsim Bobby stood up in the logboat, setting shafts to bowstrings, awaiting their chieftain's next command. Scorp's face was rigid with agony. He looked at the shrew shaft, transfixing his paw, and the gowsim with bow stretched, and slunk off, his voice strained with pain and anger as he yelled,
"We'll meet again someday, I swear it!"
A ribald comment echoed across the stream waters at his back.
"Be sure to bring that arrow with you. It was a good shaft."
Scorp was close to collapse when he made it back to his party. Dropear threw a paw of support around his shoulders.
"Sit down, Captain, and I'll dig that thing out of your paw."
The ferret pushed him roughly aside and staggered onward.
"Not here, fool! Let's get out of sight farther down the bank."
Logalog and his shrews stood watching them until they were behind a curve in the stream course. The shrew leader stroked his short grey beard.
What we saw here today tells me something, mates. If they could afford to slay more than 30 of their own kind, then there must be more of them than I thought. A whole lot more. Right, let's get these crafts underway midstream where the current runs swift. Watch out for a weeping willow grove on your port sides. We'll take the back waterways and side cut off to Redwall Abbey. I think I best warn them there's trouble coming.